All right, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Read one verse out of the scripture tonight. Matthew chapter 16. We'll read verse number 18. Bible says, "And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Thank you. You can be seated. I'm going to preach to you for a few minutes tonight on having a great church. Having a great church. Now, I want to say something to you, and I want you to fully understand this. When we talk about having a great church, it's not because you got a lot of money in the bank. Having a great church does not mean that you have a great pastor. Having a great church does not mean that you got great programs. Having a great church does not mean you got a great, big, fine, fancy building. That's not what it means. Having a great church means that you're following Jesus Christ and doing what God wants us to do. I believe tonight that there's about three requirements that I believe if we want to say that we have a great church, I believe we need to follow these. I believe that it's not the money, it's not the building, it's not the program, it's not what we have here in this property, but what brings a great church is bringing honor and glory to God. Amen? And I said tonight, I believe that there's three things that will produce a great church. Number one, you write this down. I believe that saintly praying will bring a great church. I believe that we need some saints of God that'll get away from their phone for a little while. Me and Jeff was back here tonight in the prayer room, and we was talking about the phone. Brother Bud this morning was talking about fasting and stuff like that, and he wasn't just mentioning fasting from food and stuff. There's other ways that you can fast. Amen? You get away from your phone for a little while. Turn the TV off for a little while. Get away from the malls and everything else for a little while. Find you a prayer room somewhere. Get in your closet. Close that door behind you and start to talk to God. Amen. Amen. I want to say this in the day and time we're living in. We are so busy running around doing everything else that a lot of times we forget to pray. Somebody help me right here. And I believe a lot of times we get so wrapped up in the things of this world, we forget to pray. Brother Justin, about the only time some people pray is when they need something. Amen? That's the truth. That's a sad statement, but it's the truth. Somebody needs something, needs electrical bill paid, needs some food, needs something else. That's when they'll get down and pray. Hey, I want you to know God wants to have a relationship with you, and God wants to talk to you a whole lot more than when you just need something. Amen. I'm glad Marcia, she sings that song. There's been a few times, and I'm going to admit to you, and I told Brother Jeff back there tonight, I'm not as close to God as what I need to be. You ain't either, so don't look up here at me with all that righteousness. You ain't as close either. Amen? We could all get a little closer. Sure we could. And if you want to have a great church, you're going to have to spend some time praying. Well, you say, "Preacher, what do I need to pray for?" I'm glad you asked me. Number one, you need to pray for your church. Amen. It ain't, listen to me, listen well. It ain't just get up out of the bed, go take a shower, put your clothes on, and go to church and worship God. Hello? You hear what I'm saying? It ain't just get up out of bed, fight for a little while with your wife, act like everything's okay when you get there, and say, "I'm going to worship God." No, I believe if you're going to worship God, you're going to have to spend some time in prayer. Amen? And if we're going to have a great church, we're going to have some saints that pray. Amen? We're going to have some saints that ain't as scared to give up some time. I'm telling you what, Brother Austin, it's getting hard up here right now. I feel a cold breeze blowing this way. Hey, church, I want you to know you're going to have to give up some of your time and get along with God and ask God to lead us and guide us. Amen. Now, I believe tonight that if we ask one another, I'll go out and tell people that we got a good church. I'll definitely go out and tell them that we got a good pastor. I brag on him a lot. I got to be the only one that does it, so I guess I have to do it all the time. But all kidding aside, I believe that if we're going to tell people we got a great church, and I believe if we're going to have one, Brother Louis, I believe we're going to have to spend some time with God. Amen? Because listen, it's all about God. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Him. And if we're going to present Him, we're going to have to pray. I believe that we need to spend some time alone with God. It ain't just when problems come up. It ain't just when things arise. I believe we're going to have to pray to get ready to go to church. I know there's been times, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. There's been times that I have come to church, Brother Jeff. Me and Tammy had a little bickering and stuff going back and forth on the way to church. We might have even drove into the parking lot. And you all know how men are. Men's always got to get the last word in. And I'll say something right before I get out of the truck. And Brother Rodney, I'll say it right quick, like then I'll get out and close the door. And before I get from that parking spot right there till I get into here to my seat or wherever I'm going to go, I better get right with God. How am I going to do that? I'm going to have to pray. I didn't hear what she said, but I ain't worried about it. But I'm telling you, church, that's what we do. We'll come in with everything on our mind. We'll come in with last night's ball game on our tongue. We'll come in with our problems on our mind. And we'll come in and sit down and we'll say, I'm here to worship. On that. It don't work that way. It ain't that way. It ain't that simple. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And if we're going to build a church, it's going to have to be about Jesus Christ. Amen? And if that's the case, we're going to have to pray. Let me say this. I believe tonight that there's a lot of people. And I'm just going to be honest with you right here. I don't know how to pray. I don't. I get down and Brother Jeff, sometimes it's just the same thing over and over and over. The Bible says don't pray that way. You don't know what prayer is? Prayer is a sincere desire of your heart. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I want you to know something, church. Listen, I don't know how to pray. I really don't. But there's been a few times I've got in my closet and I said, God, it's me. And God shows up. And I'll be honest with you, I leave there not knowing what was said. I don't know how long I've been there. I just know when I left, I've been in contact with God. We're going to have a great church. We're going to have some saints that will pray. Who do I need to pray for? You need to pray for your church. You need to pray for your pastor. You pray one for another. Amen? But I'm going to say this tonight. Listen, and I believe that we've left this off, Brother Louis. I really believe that we're not as concerned as what we used to be. You need to pray for those that are lost. When's the last time you spent 5 minutes in your closet talking to God about somebody you know right now that's lost? Oh, me. Oh, me. When's the last time that you got alone and just said, God, I'm begging you, save. I'm just going to use somebody's name tonight. God, save Tammy. God, save Doris. God, save Rodney. Save Rusty. Save Austin. God, I'm begging you tonight. Don't let them die and go to hell. We're going to have some saints that are praying. Amen. We're going to have some saints that will get along with God and ask God to help. Not only that, though, I believe this. We're going to have some saints praying, but we're also going to have some preachers preaching. We got a whole lot of people today that want to be patted on the back and stand up and say, look what a good job I did. And it's all about them. And I'm talking about, listen, there's a whole lot of people out there tonight that are all about them, and they want people to see them, and they want people to talk good about them and everything else. That's the truth. But you want to know what makes a good preacher? Somebody that preaches that Bible. Amen. Cover to cover, word by word. If it's sin, call it sin. Let it fall where it may. Don't worry about who you're going to upset. Don't worry about who you're going to make mad. Don't worry about where your next meal's going to come from or anything. They don't take preachers out to eat anymore anyway. It don't matter. Amen. But listen to me. You just get in there and lift up the name of Jesus and preach the Bible. We got a whole lot of preachers today preaching everything else but the Bible. And I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I'm talking to you preachers that are here tonight. I think I got here tonight 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it 5 of you maybe? And I'm going to talk to you all for just a second. Preachers, if you worry too much about what somebody thinks about you, then you need to quit. If you worry too much about what somebody's going to give you in an offering, you need to quit. If you worry too much about everything else in the world other than preaching the Bible, if you worry too much about making somebody mad, if you worry too much about all those things, you need to quit, hey man. We need some preachers that'll preach the book. Hey man. But not only that, though, let me say this. I done hit Austin and all of them. Let me hit you tonight. We need some people that endure. Amen. It's amazing to me. I read that little thing this morning talking about pastors. But it's amazing to me. And I don't know, you ain't been preaching long enough yet, but hang on, boy. If it happened to you, it's coming. You're going to make somebody mad at you because you're going to step on their toes. I've had it happen to me. Brother Louis, you shaking your head. You had it happen to you. Justin, Jeff, yeah, hey, y'all had it happen. You're going to make somebody mad, and you know what's going on? Instead of them enduring, they're trying to throw the blame off on you. Hey, preach the word. Let it fall where it falls. And people, you need to endure. That'll make a great church. You want to know one of the most things that I hear all the time? I think it probably may be the number one reason people don't go to church anymore. And the reason they say is, I was hurt in church. I was hurt in church. Let me tell you something. They're just looking for an excuse anyway. Amen. I heard this man the other day. He was preaching, and he said something along these lines. Well, I get sick and tired of them all the time asking for money. Let me go ahead and preach on this for a second. They said, I get sick and tired of them always asking for money. They're always taking up an offering for something. Well, you, honey, you go to Walmart and spend your money and they ask for it, but you'll go back the next time, won't you? You go to McDonald's and they charge you for that food, but you go back again, don't you? You go to all these other places and they ask for it and you have no problem with it. Don't tell me you got hurt in church because they're always asking for money. Is it cold up here? Or is it just me? I may have to get some of you preachers come up here behind me and support me. Hey, I'm telling you the truth. We have people that'll get mad over that. I hear that quite a bit. I hear it's I got hurt in church. Well, I've been hurt by my family before, but I'm going to go on Thanksgiving. Doris has hurt me numerous times, but I keep going back to her. My wife's talked about me before, but I'm still married to her. Some of you all have probably been mad at me. We might have had a few words, but I'm still here. I can still get along with you. I still love you. Don't feed me. I've been hurt in church. But that's what people do. Why? Because they don't like what the preacher's preaching. They don't like it when the preacher's preaching the Bible. They don't like it when the preacher's telling the truth. They don't like it when the preacher steps on their toes. And by the way, let me say something. If I step on your toes, I missed. I wasn't aiming for your feet. I was aiming for your heart. Amen. We get mad and stuff, and we'll talk about everybody in church. Well, sister so-and-so sung my song, or sister so-and-so got my seat, or brother so-and-so said this, or brother so-and-so's taking up the offering and stuff. Hey, get over your feelings and endure just a little bit. Is this another Sunday morning message? Tape this for me. That way I'll do it again on Sunday. I'm telling you, church, listen, we need some preachers that'll preach the Bible. But we need some people that endure. Amen. It's amazing to me, and I'm going to move on right here. It's amazing to me how people will talk about the pastor. People will talk about other people. People will talk about the church and everything else, but they'll never one time mention the name of Jesus Christ to somebody. They'll never one time witness to somebody and say, hey, let me invite you to our church. There's people that do that. There's people that do that. If we're going to have a great church, we're going to have saints praying. We're going to have preachers preaching. We're going to have people enduring. But not on that, though. Let me give you this and I'm done. We're going to have some praise that's prosperous. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, church, we need some praise tonight that's prosperous. What do you mean by that, preacher? We need to lift up Jesus Christ and thank Him. And I promise you tonight, if you're praising God and you're doing it the right way, Jesus said, my word will not return void. And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, you don't believe me, you read it over and over and over, where it says, let everything hath breath. Praise what? It's not talking about everything you got. It says, let everything hath breath. Praise the Lord. We need to be lifting up Jesus Christ. We need to be praising Him and thanking Him and let the world see we're not scared to praise God. Amen. And I promise you tonight, if you're praising God, it will be prosperous. Amen. You remember some services, and we've been in some around here. You remember some services where God starts to move. Brother Justin made the announcement tonight, or not the announcement, he said this today to me. He says it's fun sometimes, some along these lines. It's fun sometimes to sit up here on the drums and look out. And he said it because of this, because you can see people over here starting to get happy. And before long, their praise starts to work its way this way. And before long, you see Steve and Linda's praising the Lord, and Glenda's praising the Lord, and Sean's praising the Lord, and Daniel's praising the Lord, and Mom and Dad's praising the Lord, and Louie and Carol's praising the Lord, and people are just lifted up the name of Jesus. It will prosper. I told maybe Jeff back there tonight in prayer room, I don't remember. My memory's about that long. But I told somebody today, you don't know what we need to do. We need to get back to just some old-fashioned Holy Ghost praise and worship. I'm not talking about this new stuff. I'm talking about the old stuff. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, when you seek out the old paths, when you find them, walk therein. Amen. I'm not talking about this new stuff that they're bringing in. I'm talking about the old timey, lift up the name of Jesus, go to meeting, worship God, and let it fly. I remember them old days. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I miss them old days. I do miss them old days. I miss them old ladies of shouting. I miss them old men of praying. I miss those days where that took place. Brother Louie, we're living in a time today where people don't have time for that. Why? Because this new way's coming in. Listen, church, we need to be lifting up Jesus and praising Him. If you will think for just a little while, if you'll truly think about what God's done for you. Now, I'm serious now. If you'll truly think about what God has done for you, it'll change your life. You won't care to praise the Lord. You won't care to thank God for what He's done. You won't care to lift up your hands. You won't care to shout amen. You won't care to say amen. You won't care to praise God. You will not care what anybody thinks. You'll just want to praise the Lord. Sometimes, I forget. Sometimes I get so wound up in things, I forget. But I'm glad that there's been a few times. When I think about what God's done for me, I'm glad there's been a few times that I felt the Spirit. Amen. I like popcorn church. Say, preacher, what do you mean by popcorn church? I like it when it starts to pop all over the building. And people can't control themselves. And we just let go and shout for a little while and praise the Lord because of His goodness and His mercy. Marcia, get that song. I'm glad tonight there's been a few times.